This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the BBC Music Magazine podcast. You can subscribe to the magazine by visiting classical-music.com or to our interactive iPad edition by visiting itunes.com. BBC Music Magazine is now an official Apple Music curator, and you can listen to our exclusive playlists by visiting applemusic.com/BBCMM. Joining me in the studio today is our reviews editor, Rebecca Franks, to talk about our July issue's recording of the month. This time it's a recording of the complete Beethoven symphonies on audio and on Blu-ray video with the Berlin Philharmonic conducted by Sir Simon Rattle. Rebecca, it's an absolutely cracking recording, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, these are landmark symphonies and symphonies that every conductor wants to record and every orchestra wants to record. And of course, both the Berlin Phil and Simon Rattle have done them before. But I think this is a really fantastic set. There's great sound, great performances. And if you want to, you know, if you're new to the Beethoven symphonies or if you are a collector of Beethoven symphonies, I think this set has something for you.
But he's not actually recorded these with the Berlin Philharmonic in their entirety on disc before.
No, he's done them with the Vienna Philharmonic.
But I mean, this is a set that you kind of would have thought would have been out by now. And actually, it'll probably turn out to be his final big statement before he leaves for London in next year.
And he's been doing, I mean, he's done Sibelius and he's done Schumann symphonies. But I think there's still, Beethoven is still the god of the symphony in a way, and there's still a challenge for every musician and every conductor be found.
Well, let's hear the opening of one of the greatest, Symphony No. 5. Well, that was You Don't Need Me to tell you, the opening to Symphony No. 5. It's very difficult not to keep talking about superlatives with this recording. I think the sound, as you say, is extraordinary, and the tempos seem very balanced and just right. The orchestra on fantastic form. I mean, we were talking a bit earlier that Simon Rattle sometimes perhaps micromanages from time to time. I can't see that.
I don't see that in this at all. And I think, he would be sort of in some ways the first to admit it. I know he said in sort of an interview we did with him for the magazine that sometimes he felt like he micromanaged things and he tried not to. And I feel it's very fresh and there's a lovely kind of just an energy to it the whole way through that feels like it's very alive. And you don't get that sense of it being sculpted and kind of studio and, all those things. And you have the clarity here. I think the clarity really comes through. It's in beautiful, pristine sound and you can hear every instrument. And that's partly the recorded sound and partly, the work of the orchestra and Simon Rattle.
Mm. I think the that clarity and that wonderful attention to detail really comes through, I think, in the slow movement of the third. In many ways, so little happening, but so much happening. The strings so rich and so poised. I think we should just hear the beginning of that.
Kind of bleak momentum of that.
Yeah, absolutely, completely. Devastating sound from the strings.
Yes, there's kind
lack of vibrato.
The bass growls there as well.
The bass growls. I mean, it's wonderfully moving stuff, actually. And you get a real sense, I think, of throughout this recording of the real journey that Beethoven goes through. I mean, from the very sort of revolutionary number one, sort of breaking through that sort of symphonic mould after Haydn and Mozart.
And even in number three there, when it's, this huge expansion of the symphony and with the funeral march, it automatically makes you think of Mahler and the symphonies to come later, which are always filled with these funeral marches.
Mm, absolutely. And what is great about this is that, if you do have a Blu-ray player, you don't have to keep putting discs, in and out of your CD player. You can just put the lot on and sit back and listen to, 7 hours of Beethoven, however long
and
they are.
And it's got quite an addictive quality, actually, this set. I did sit down and basically listen to it all in one go.
Yeah, or even watch them on two Blu-rays, which, again, is a very powerful document, I think.
Yes, yeah, and we, as you say, we get this journey through the symphonies, and it's interesting the contrast as well. I mean, Rattle talks about how Beethoven was very good at opposites, so he always seems to let the opposite be true within the same sort of moment. And the fifth, which we heard, is kind of paired, I suppose, with the sixth, yet they couldn't be more different.
Mm.
And then we're yet again in a completely different world in the seventh.
Oh, we're talking of opposites. I think we should listen to the Allegretto from number seven, a movement that seems to have almost dance quality, but such a tragic dance quality.
Yeah, I think Wagner called this the apotheosis of the dance.
Absolutely. Clearly music making of people who just adore this music. I mean, so lovingly crafted and so beautifully shaped. And every single phrase is thought through.
And loads of little details there, just you know, like a viola line coming through, or just a little gentle holding back, change in dynamic there. Everything has just been so meticulously felt and thought about.
Mm, and I, when that theme comes in a second time, the way that, that there's just an ever so slight accent to sort of reintroduce, just ever so slightly held back. I mean, the most subtle rubato, but it makes such a difference to the whole shape of the movement, I think.
Yeah, and I think you can find that, and you can sort of point to any passage really in these performances and find interesting details there.
And there's so much joy as well in this music making, I think.
Yeah, and energy.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we should hear that passage from Symphony No. 9, the Ode to Joy, because it really is such an explosion of music making, of exhilaration, of joy, of happiness. Extraordinary moments there, I think.
It's a real outburst of joy, isn't it, really? And he brings a real kind of spring to the music.
Absolutely. So that's the Beethoven Symphony 1-9, played by the Berlin Philharmonic under Sir Simon Rattle. And I think that brings us to the end of our podcast. Join us next month. We'll be talking about the August issues recording of the month. So it's goodbye from us. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this BBC Music Magazine podcast, which was produced in our Bristol studio by Jack Fletcher. For more of our podcasts, visit our website at classical-music.com or simply head to iTunes.